Amazing, isn't it? Jesus continued to go throughout all Galilee, fulfilling hundreds of years of Old Testament prophecies that foretold of the coming Messiah. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. "The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day." Luke 4:16-21, New Living Translation. The implication is clear. Jesus was claiming to be the Messiah who would bring the kingdom of God, which had been long promised. The scripture that Jesus was reading from was Isaiah 61:1-2, a messianic passage. The time of the Lord's favor was the kingdom being offered to them through him, Luke 4:21, New Living Translation. Meanwhile, John the Baptist's ministry of calling people to repentance and baptism was coming to an end. Jesus said, "Until John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the messages of the prophets were your guides. But now the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone is eager to get in." Luke 16:16, New Living Translation. John's eager expectations of a conquering and ruling Messiah were somewhat in dismay as John found himself in prison. John called for his disciples to go to Jesus and ask this question: "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else?" Jesus told them, "Go back to John and tell him what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who do not turn away because of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began talking about him to the crowds. "What kind of man did you go into the wilderness to see? Was he a weak reed, swayed by every breath of wind? Or were you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? No, people with expensive clothes live in palaces. Were you looking for a prophet? Yes, and he is more than a prophet. John is the man to whom the scriptures refer when they say, 'Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist." Matthew 11:3-11, New Living Translation. Jesus' answer to John's question, "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting?" was answered by Jesus' miracles and Isaiah's prophecies. "In that day the deaf will hear words read from a book, and the blind will see through the gloom and darkness. The humble will be filled with fresh joy from the Lord. The poor will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah 29:18-19, New Living Translation. "And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there." Isaiah 35:5-6, 8, New Living Translation. Jesus' miracles and Isaiah's prophecies were the proof that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, promised to Israel 700 years before his birth. That is amazing, isn't it?